Did you know that your fixed index annuity is only as good as the indexing options that are offered? Well, we're going to talk about that and a specific product today in episode 92 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. So in this week's episode, we're going to go through a really good five-year fixed index annuity that's offered by Lincoln Financial called the OptiBlend 5. Now, Lincoln has a long history. It was founded in 1905 with the encouragement of Abraham Lincoln's son, who endorsed the company and allowed them to use Old Honest Abe's likeness in the advertisements. They have an A-plus rating with Standard & Poor's. Great company financially. Some of the key features of this annuity is it's a single premium with a minimum of $10,000. It's issued up to the age of 85. You'll find a lot of fixed index annuities have a cutoff around the age of 80. This one does come in a five-year term. It also is offered in a 7 and a 10. We're just going to focus on the 5 year and looking at a short-term bridge to get you a little further down the road to consider lifetime income. This is also unique. It has a 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting in the first year. The vast majority, and I mean like 99.5% of annuities out there, make you wait until the second year to take a 10% withdrawal from it. It's obviously RMD friendly if you're using IRA or 401k money. It also comes with the nursing home and terminal illness waiver, meaning if you were diagnosed with a terminal illness or you end up in a skilled nursing facility, all of the money is freed up with no penalties. And this is the most important, which is another theme of this episode. It has lots of options for the S&P 500 because your growth annuity, not income annuities, nothing like that. These are just annuities that are designed to protect and grow your money. Those are only as good as your crediting options and the indexes that they let you track. Now, the longer that I'm in this business, which is going on a decade now, the more I tend to rely on the good old trusty S&P 500. And although it can be an extremely volatile index, it is pretty reliable for growth. Okay. And then obviously the whole point of the annuity is to protect the money from a downturn in the S&P 500. So that's the one I just tend to go to these days. There's other indexes out there, depending on the company, that are worthwhile. You know, the NASDAQ 100, the Russell 2000, the S&P Mark 5%. These are stock indexes that have been around for 10 years or more. A lot of these hypothetical indexes that you look at that are showing, you know, 13% returns on something weird like the BlackRock ESG, the equity something, they don't perform. And these back testing models or these hypothetical illustrations that you show you are just that. They're hypothetical. These indexes have only been around for a couple years. And when you look at a hypothetical illustration on a newer index, basically what they're saying is that if this index existed over the past 10 years and you had these exact crediting rates, this could have happened. Don't rely on any of that ever. But when it comes to an index like the S&P 500, we know that it's pretty reliable and that it's going to perform. So we just tend to stick with that here at Atlas. We're willing to allocate into some other ones if the opportunity is there, but we're not going to rely totally on just a hypothetical index that's only a couple years old. So the reason I'm talking about the Lincoln OptiBlend 5, not only is it a short-term fixed index annuity, but it also has some really interesting crediting strategies for the S&P 500. So obviously a cap rate, pretty much every company is going to offer a cap rate on the S&P 500, but they also give you the choice of a participation rate, which could work out in your favor. They have a rate lock, a performance trigger, and a dual performance trigger. And I'm going to walk through each one of these and what they mean. So let's start with the cap rate. And as of November 2025, when I'm recording this, Lincoln is offering an 8.5% cap rate. Okay, now if you call me a year from now, most likely it's going to be different. I have no idea what it will be. But as of November 2025, they're offering up to an 8.5% cap rate. Now, think of a cap rate as a ceiling, okay? That's the most you're going to get credited. As an example, if the S&P goes up by 10%, the most you're going to get is 8.5%. And no, Lincoln does not keep the difference between that 8.5 and anything above. That's not how it works. And if you're new to this and you don't understand this and you've never heard me talk about this portion of the business, go back and listen to episodes 4 and 5 of the Atlas Annuity podcast, where I actually talk about in great detail how these crediting methods work and how annuity companies actually make money. It's not on the difference of the index performance and what you get credited. I'll try and remember to leave a link to those particular episodes, but you need to understand this stuff, okay? So if that's the cap rate, if it goes up by 10, your cap is 8.5. It's a ceiling. It's the most you're going to get. If it goes up by 8.5 or less, then you get the entire amount. A participation rate, this works as a percentage. Now, as of November 2025, Lincoln is offering 55% for a par rate. What that means, and this is where a participation rate could work out in your favor over a cap rate. So if the S&P goes up by something insane like 30%, which it tends to do, then you are credited 55% of that increase, or in this example, 16.5% growth for your accumulation value. So it could be more lucrative when the S&P has massive gains. Now, if the S&P went up 10%, then you would have got 5.5% and the cap rate would have worked out better. We never know, so maybe a blend of both is a good idea. And then if the S&P decreases, just like with the cap rate, if it decreases, your principal and any previous growth you have received, all of that is locked in and protected from loss. And this is what makes these short-term FIAs a really good bucket to dip into. Because if your portfolio, your equities go down, okay, you may get a 0% return in your annuity, but you didn't go backwards. So now you can dip into that bucket and take out any money you need for living expenses and retirement. Now, the Lincoln OptiBlend also offers a rate lock. There's only a handful of companies that offer this. As of November of 2025, their rate lock is 7.5%. What that means is that 7.5% cap on the S&P 500 is guaranteed to never adjust. Now, annuity companies do not want to adjust the rates, but sometimes they are forced to do that because they are buying call options on your behalf to track those particular indexes. Call options change in prices, okay? And again, this is going back to episode 4 of the Atlas podcast, where I go into a lot of detail on how this works. They don't want to adjust the rates, but sometimes they are forced to. But with a rate lock, they can never change it from 7.5%. So you're guaranteed to earn up to 7.5 on the S&P for the entire 5 years with no worries of an adjustment. And one thing to keep in mind with the rate lock, if it's from Lincoln or another company that offers it, is Global Atlantic, we have to choose that at the beginning of the term, so at application, and we cannot change it. So we can't go into the fixed interest option if we think the S&P is going to go down and try and get some guaranteed growth that year. We have to stay in the S&P, and we have to choose that at the beginning of the term. So another interesting option for the S&P 500 from Lincoln Financial is what's called a performance trigger. There's a handful of companies that offer this option, but not a whole lot. The performance trigger is set at 7.75% as of November 2025. What that means is that if there is any positive change in the S&P 500, or even if it remains flat, so if the S&P doesn't change, it returns zero that year, Lincoln will credit you the defined trigger rate to your account value. So even if the S&P does nothing, or if it goes up by 0.01, Lincoln Financial, with this crediting option, will give you 7.75% credited growth in your accumulation value. That's a pretty nice option. But here's what's really unique. And I have not seen this from another company. Maybe there's other companies out there. I haven't looked into it that deeply. But Lincoln offers something called a dual trigger. Now, I've seen inverse triggers, meaning if the S&P goes down, you'll get credited growth in your annuity. But I've never seen a dual trigger. The way this works is that if the index is flat, If the S&P returns zero, it's flat, or if it's positive, you will get the full trigger rate. If the index decreases by any amount up to or less than the trigger rate, you are credited with that full amount. And as of November 2025, the dual trigger rate is 6.75%. What that means is that if the S&P is flat or it goes up, you get 6.75%. If it goes down by 6.75% or less, so zero to negative 6.75%, anywhere in between there, you will get credited 6.75% growth. That's a nice option if we're looking at blending all these different crediting methods. Okay, so maybe we have a performance trigger in there. Maybe we have a dual trigger. Maybe we have the cap rate and the participation rate. That is a nice healthy blend that can get you some real consistent growth in this type of annuity. So just a quick overview again of the Lincoln Financial OptiBlend 5. It's a great five-year option. You get 10% penalty-free withdrawals starting in the first year. So good option if you're looking, again, to build a bridge to gap your income from a managed portfolio. Again, lots of options on the S&P 500. And always keep in mind, again, your FIA is only as good as the indexes that are offered to you. And it's a great short-term solution to protect a portion of your money against market uncertainty. Now, I go through various income retirement strategies in my flagship video series. And if you're interested in watching those videos, I think there's four or five videos. They're all about 12 to 15 minutes, so they're relatively short. But I do one of the videos, I believe it's video 4 of the 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement series. I actually go through a scenario of how to use just a straight fixed indexed annuity designed for growth with no guaranteed income attached to it. I show you how to use that with a managed portfolio, and the Lincoln OptiBlend 5 could be a really good fit for that type of scenario. Now, the best thing to do is if you have questions about this particular annuity, or you're just not sure about annuities and want to see how they would fit in your retirement strategy, go to atlasannuity.com and book a short Zoom call so we can get your questions answered. And again, if you're brand new to annuities, I'm going to recommend you go watch a video series called 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. You can also find that at atlasannuity.com. just by clicking on the videos tab, and it should be at the top of the page. If you're enjoying this information, if you're finding it helpful, please subscribe, like the video, give us a thumbs up, and share it with someone that you think would benefit from hearing this information. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me. We always appreciate it. My name is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode 92 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.